There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Life in check. Mic check. 1, 2. Can you hear me? Anjali Dub here, and you are dialed into Life in Progress, where we cut through the filters and dive deep into the realness from relationships, business, mental health, encouragement, empowerment, to self-improvement, and just being raw about all the truths of life. We are here to keep it honest and authentic. Hey everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope wherever you are in the world right now, you're feeling good, and even you're not. Tough days don't last, but tough people does. I always want to start my podcast with that reminder, because we just need to understand that life is not all about having beautiful days every single day, being happy. That's just impossible, because we have a lot of emotions, sadness, fear, what else? Anxiety, so much going on in the world. We cannot be happy every single day. Actually, I'm going to make a separate episode for that. Why being happy all the time is like absolute delulu. Or if you don't know what delulu is, I just learned it from TikTok. Delusional. We cannot be happy every single day, but with self-love, we can manage to navigate bad days better. Actually, this episode was supposed to be just about self-love, but I'm going to add more points because I talked about it on my TikTok about self-care and self-indulgence. So for a lot of people, I think self-love is often seen as a luxury, something that we can choose to indulge in if we have the time and resources. I've separated these things into three parts. Number one, I think a lot of people are focused on this self-indulgence. So self-indulgence for me is when we just reward ourselves for being sad, or when we are extremely happy, or when we achieve something. Please trust me, there's nothing wrong with that. It's such a beautiful thing to reward ourselves. That is not self-love. That's self-indulgence. Because imagine every time you feel sad, every time, let's say you go through a bad thing, a breakup, a friendship breakup, or argument with your partner, a disagreement with your friend, you just go to a store and buy things for yourself, or you just go to TikTok shop, add something to your cart. That is self-indulgence. Or every time you win in life, you just go and spend your money. That's self-indulgence. Or every time you do something wrong, you want to feel good, you just go to a fancy restaurant and spend money, a lot, tons and tons of money. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. But self-love for me is different. So I'm going to cover that later on. But first, let's do self-care. Self-care for me is the basic stuff we need to do for ourselves, taking care of our bodies, health, mind, and et cetera, et cetera. So like for me, self-care is working out. I need to work out every single day so I can release the stress that I feel at work, personal life, my challenges as an adult. That's self-care, okay? And that also includes how I want people to see me, hygiene-wise, okay? Taking care of everything, including my mental health. That's why I go to therapy. Speaking of therapy, I'm going to therapy. Today's Sunday. I'm recording this episode Sunday while I'm cleaning my apartment. And tomorrow is Monday. And I normally start my Mondays by going to therapy so I can talk about what happened during the previous week, and I can use that as an inspiration to not commit the same mistakes for the upcoming week. So yes, that's part of self-care. Now let's talk about self-love, because this episode is about self-love. For me, self-love is also self-work. That means it is not just about the good things. It is mostly about the bad things. What are the bad things? Number one, calling ourselves out when we actually make a mistake. For an instance, when we are rude to someone, call yourself out. Know when you're making a mistake. Because the more we do this, the more we learn how to become better adults. I've learned in my adulthood that people who act like they know it all are the worst to surround myself with. They are not the worst. They are just not my people. They are good people. Sometimes they just do things unintentionally, but I don't want to be surrounded by these people. I immediately cut myself out from those kinds of situations. So I'm going to give an example. So I've been tolerating someone in my life for a very long period of time because I work with this person. Lately, I just told her, you don't talk to me like that. You don't talk to my teammates like we are stupid or we are idiots or we don't know what we're doing. And in fact, like we deal with more things than you, with all due respect. Because sometimes you just have to put people in the right place because we cannot tolerate again and again and again. That was self-love for me because I stood up for myself and I told the person, you cannot treat me this way all the time. Next scenario, I have this teammate who is just very, very, very hard-headed, so hard to work with. And every time I have to deal with her, I just lose my shit. I just lose it all the time because she's just that kind of person who, I don't know, like what's her thing, but it's just so hard to work with her. And I removed a lot of work from her responsibilities because that was the right thing to do for myself. I could not handle it anymore. And every time I end up saying things that I don't want to say to her, I call myself out. Like, Anjali, you did it again. We talked about this, that we are not going to do it anymore. Then I go back to the process. Then I talk to myself again. Anjali, we are going to try again to not do these mistakes again. So that's self-love for me, knowing that I am making a mistake. Next example is in dating. I've suffered a lot. So nowadays, instead of, you know, suffering myself, why I did that, why I told the man, I have these standards, I want this, I want that. Before, I would like carry those conversations in my head for days and somehow blame myself. Why did you tell that? So during that time, I was probably 25 or 24, I thought tolerating was the right thing and giving people chances would be better to have peace in every romantic scenario. But now, no. I tell men immediately what my requirements are. Yesterday, I went on a date. He was beautiful. He looked like Keanu Reeves. And I told him immediately, he was not European. And I have no plans of leaving Europe. That means my requirement, first requirement is I'm only going to date Europeans. That's it. Because I no longer want to deal with immigration all over again. I've done that and I'm never, ever going to do that again. And it's such a bitchy process, you know, and I don't want to go through that ever again in my life unless I have to. So I felt really, really bad. I had to tell the guy that, hey, I'm actually not looking into dating anyone outside the European Union because I don't want to move out of the Schengen area again. If I want to do that, I will just go back to the Philippines. And next, I had to tell him that, hey, I have standards. I have a lifestyle that I failed. And I don't think I can date anyone who is not working because he wasn't working. he was just like taking a sabbatical break at 37 and he was studying master's here at 37. I was like, I'm done. Adios, ciao. And he really felt it. I did not feel bad because I was just being upfront with the person with my standards because I am no longer going to tolerate and absorb other people's things in life because I am already going through with a lot of bullshit in my own life. So he gave me his number. Then he was like, text me. But I'm not going to text him. And I did not text him because I know what I want. And he is not the man that I want for myself. So it was hard, but it falls under self-love. So another thing is that actually self-love, I have another word for that, self-work. Because sometimes when we love people, we are a little bit softer to them and we don't become really hard. But when it is work, self-work, we are disciplined. We are very, very determined because it's work. So I treat the self-love thing as self-work that I need to do it, whether I like it or not, because it's easier that way. And you're more committed, you're more responsible, and you're more determined, more motivated to go after your goals. Because when you just call it self-love, some days you will become lazy. Oh, I'll just not work out. It's okay. I'll just work out tomorrow. But when you say it's self-work, like right now, it's 12 midnight. I should have been to bed like 2 hours ago, but I was trying to finish my laundry and I had to record this podcast. And tomorrow I'm going to wake up at 6 to box at 7 a.m. I don't want to do that. But again, it's self-work, not self-love. I love myself. If I used the mindset of self-love, I'm just going to say, oh, Anjali, I love you so much. Go to sleep. It's okay. No, but self-work is, Anjali, wake up. Drag your ass to the gym because you ate so much over the weekend. Vamanos. So it's just all about how we put things into perspective, how we look at things and how we talk to ourselves. And I personally think standing up for ourselves in different situations, especially the hard situations, and telling people what our standards are and boundaries are, that's the best kind of self-love for me. It's not buying a new bag from Chanel, Hermes, whatsoever. It's not eating the best food at the restaurant. No, it's about what's within us, who we are becoming, and who we want to be, something or someone that we can be proud of, because we built that someone through ups and downs and through confronting our own demons. We have our own demons in our heads, probably in front of us. And that's the best self-love, when we know how to deal with ourselves. And I think when we learn that, we become unstoppable. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you on the next one. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at LifeInProgressPH and my TikTok, Anjali Dub. Please don't forget to give 5-star here on Spotify as well. Ciao, adios. Thank you so much. This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.